great Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for welcoming me into your homes as we share just a few moments at the beginning of this day in God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 138. This is a psalm of prayer and thanksgiving for God's love and care, and the writer expresses trust in God's promises. And God's guiding word for us so far this week is love. And so let's begin reading this short little chapter in Psalms 138, beginning at verse 1. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart, and I sing praise to you before the gods. I face your holy temple, bow down, and I praise your name because of your constant love and faithfulness, because you have shown that your name and your commands are supreme. You answered me when I called to you with your strength. You strengthened me. All the kings in the world will praise you, Lord, because they have heard your promises. They will sing about what you have done and about your great glory. Even though you are so high above, you care for the lowly, and the proud cannot hide from you. When I am surrounded by troubles, you keep me safe. You oppose my angry enemies and save me by your power. You will do everything you have promised. Lord, your love is eternal. Complete the work that you have begun. And today's key verse is Psalm 138, verse 1, where the psalmist writes, I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You know, as we read this little, short little 8-verse chapter in Psalms, and we see just how the psalmist is crying out to God, that his love is constant. His faithfulness is constant. His commands are supreme. They're the ultimate. But the thing that caught my attention was verse 3. You answered me when I called to you. With your strength, you strengthened me. You know, somebody can be the greatest person in the whole world, but if you can't contact him, if he has no interest in responding to your emails or to your prayers, then what good is this person? But I think it was David who wrote this passage of scripture. The thing that David writes down that just really touches my heart, you answered me. Oh God, you listened in my darkest, deepest, worst moments in life. You were there and you heard my crying. You answered me. And with your strength, I may have cried out in all of my weakness and my sorrow, but you answered with your strength. Amen. What a glorious, glorious God we serve. Let's pray. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. Your love and faithfulness are constant. I call out and today I thank you for the birthday of our great country coming up in just a few days. I thank you, Lord, that when you needed to bring a holy scourge, a holy wave across this land and deliver the oppressed from the evil, from the wicked, from the godless, that when you came to the United States, you found a people who were willing to answer your call. And so we thank you for the 250th birthday of our country. And I pray, Lord God, that you will make America great once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we're going to be reading John chapter 3, where a religious leader seeks to meet with Jesus in the secret of night. That's all for today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you with every great blessing that His Bible contains is my prayer for you.